For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Yes, a future and a hope, thanks to God. And it's Monday morning, and no doubt you are all still preparing for Christmas, as we are. And as you know, we tape these a week out, so our nation is rocking and reeling and trying to make some kind of semblance of what went down with the shootings of innocent young children. So, having said that, I just felt the need. I have to acknowledge it and just keep my eyes on Christ, as I know you are doing. And because of that, it's just making it all the more urgent for every Christian, but also as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to present somehow, even as we're crawling into the new year, an urgent message of, my gracious, we better get back to God, the God of the Bible. Don't you agree? I know you do. He's been expelled from our schools, and he's dismissed from so many lives, and the gospel's oftentimes, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, covered up. Brothers and sisters, the issue is a heart issue. Man needs God. We need him. He created us. He's the one. He's the creator. He created us to be with him forever. So when you take him out of your schools, of your, the Ten Commandments, all of a sudden, you know, well, not all of a sudden, over the years, banned, and things are politically correct. Well, let me just say, on this beautiful Monday morning, and I know everyone's getting their turkeys ready for Christmas, but let me just say, how's that working for us? I don't think very well. And so, I will lend my voice, as many of you do as well, to saying, for the gospel, for the kingdom, we'll march. It is enough. Well, I hope you will plan on joining me on January the 18th. It's a Friday night. We're booking two ballrooms. We must gather together and rally our voices for the cause of Christ. Amen? The kingdom of heaven is suffering violence, and the violent are going to take it back by force. You know, I think of Romans 5:17, and I'm going to run out of time here, but, you know, please, what Adam did and resulted in the fall, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, bought back. And as Christians, we must get back to the truths of the Bible and say, yes, there was a catastrophic fall, but God came. This will bring us into our Christmas season. He came because he knew we needed a Savior. He came, he knew, oh my goodness, I will be the only way back to the Father. So he became the bridge. He became the one that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. We must bring God back. Our nation is sick. We need the healer. I know you agree. So all this week, if you could join me, and I think they'll repeat it for the Christmas week, but mercy, mercy, we must be strong in Christ and in the power of who he is. We must cast off the deeds of darkness and put on Christ and be cognizant, be aware of him every single second of every day. It's our day, my brother and my sister. We have been placed on the earth for such a time as now. Will you join us? Will you join me? Get our voices out there. Mercy, we've listened to everything else, right? Anyway, I love y'all. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.